Thanks for listening to English Go Podcast. To listen without advertisements or to read episode transcripts, visit englishgo.co.uk for more information.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Sorry, this podcast, this episode is a little bit later than it should be. It's a day later, which isn't too bad. To be honest, the private podcast that I have, you'll find a link to that in the description. For this podcast, if you're interested, the private podcast that I have, that was about 4 days too late, so it could have been worse. So as I explained in that podcast, actually, I've just been a bit lazy and a bit busy at the same time. It's a combination of the two things. I don't know, why have I been lazy? It just happens from time to time, doesn't it? You just get that sort of feeling, or maybe it's burnout. Maybe I've been trying too hard. I know that when Friday comes, I do feel tired. I feel quite tired. I think it's just my job. There's a lot of concentration you have to do in my job. There's a lot of thinking. There's a lot of brain power that's being used, and it does tire me out. And I'm very grateful that I'm working from home, because it's quite a long journey into the office. It's almost a 3-hour journey into the office. And I think, almost 6 hours of traveling plus all of the work I do every day. It would kill me. I'd feel dead by the time a week had finished. So I'm really glad that I'm able to work from home. I think the quality of my work is better because of it, because I don't have to spend energy traveling into work and back again. I think I can concentrate for longer on my work, and I've got like more brain power to give to my work because of it. On the other hand, I suppose it's nice to see everyone from time to time from a social point of view. I don't think it's helpful for my... Oh, sorry. When I say everyone, I mean everyone in work, everyone in the office. I don't think it helps my work at all. I think it has the opposite effect on my work. I find it a lot harder working in an office with people in talking every now and again, even if they're quiet. It's just someone else's presence in the room. I don't know, typing or whatever, or clicking. It always disturbs me. So I love like just silence. When I'm working, and I get that here every day, apart from when the dogs bark occasionally, but that's not anything. But yeah, meeting up on the social, for a social purpose, that's something I miss. But I'd like to do that outside of work, to be honest. That would work for me, if everyone was closer. Like, I just work from home, and then like after work, go down the pub or something with the people from work. Yeah, I'd enjoy that kind of arrangement. But yeah, I do like remote work. But anyway, what was I talking about? I was talking about feeling tired. I have been feeling tired. And what did I do over the weekend? I did a combination of putting things on the internet to sell, putting things on up on eBay, or taking pictures and getting ready to sell some things, and then working on a guitar. My father has an old guitar. It's from the 60s. They don't make them anymore, and it's not a famous make. But it's a British guitar, which is really rare, you know, made in England. And it had a few problems, so I've done some work on it. I spent maybe 3 hours or more working on this guitar, and then cleaning it all up and making it play nicely, and putting some new strings on it. So that's ready for him to play now, and it's quite nice. I had a play on it. It works nice. It sounds nice when you plug it in. So, yeah, I think that's pretty much it. I don't think I haven't really got up to much. You know, I can't remember if I spoke about this last time or not. I may have done, because I like to speak about the weather a lot. But, wow, it's got colder. I really started to notice it. It happened, I think, about a week ago when I woke up. And I sort of felt this, like, well, cold. I felt this cold in my room that I haven't felt for a long time. And the central heating, the radiators, like the heating system, came on for the first time in ages. It's been off all over summer. It's been off for months and months. And it came on again. And it's like, okay. You know when the heating starts coming on, that the winter's really coming. And I remember stepping outside on that first morning when I could feel the cold, and I felt it. I felt that cold on my face. It was about 8 degrees outside, so it's really dropped lately. And the temperature has really dropped lately. And because of that, I've been wearing more when I'm working in my room. So I've got like dressed normally. And, you know, I don't know, trousers, jeans, whatever, and a jumper. And then I've got this, like, what do you call it? Like a house coat, like this big, I don't even know what, it's like I don't know. I think there's a house coat and there's a dressing gown, and I don't know the difference between the two, or maybe they're both the same. Who knows? But yeah, it's this thing that you normally put on when you wake up in the morning and it's cold and it's before you get dressed. You don't normally wear them when you're dressed, I don't think, but I'm so cold that I am. But that's just me. I'm weird. The heating's on. I think the heating's on. But unless I really put the heating up really high, I always feel cold. So I always wear like extra clothes in the winter. But speaking of heating, speaking of putting the heating up high, I don't think anyone's doing that this winter. I think I talked about this maybe in the last episode. Maybe. To be honest, I forget what I'm talking about a lot lately. And that's because I'm doing two podcasts. I'm doing this one and I'm doing the other one, which is like the private one, the secret one. And I forget what I've talked about in which episode and in what order. So maybe I did. I have talked about it, but I just can't remember in which one, in which podcast anymore. But yeah, the prices are going crazy. So everyone's trying to save money by turning the heating down. So it might be a bit colder than usual this year. And it's not just that the price has got more expensive. No. It's not just gone up a little bit. It's crazy. It's like 4 times more expensive or something stupid. And it keeps going higher and higher. Anyway, enough about that. I've talked about it before. Did anyone see all of the queues in London? I remember, I'm pretty sure, again, I can't remember, but I'm pretty sure I talked about this the last episode or the one before, saying how I needed to go to London at some point, but I probably didn't have to go anymore. And I was quite glad because I thought it was going to be really busy. Well, wow, it was really busy. I can't believe how long the queues were. At some point, the queues were between like a minimum of 12 hours and a maximum of 30 hours at the busiest period. 30 hours standing in a queue. I just can't imagine it. I'm amazed that people could do that. That's longer than a flight from here to Australia, that is. When I'm on a flight, when I've got like, you know, I'm sitting down, I've got food, I've got television in front of me, or, you know, well, not television, but you know what I mean. I can watch films and such. That's really, really, really boring. So like standing in a queue for that long, I don't know how anyone did it. Even 12-hour queue, I couldn't do it. I guess if it was like life or death, you know, if I had to stand in a 12-hour queue or die, then yeah, I could do it. But I mean, wow, the commitment that some people had is absolutely amazing. I don't know how they did it. Wow. And I don't think it was warm. I think the weather was pretty good. I don't think it was raining, but it's, you know, like I said, it's getting cold now. So standing there for that long in such cold weather, wow. Yeah, okay, I'm going to leave it there for today. If you'd like transcripts, if you'd like the text for any of these episodes, then you can find the details of where to find that in the description for this episode. Or for the podcast. But until next time, I hope you have a lovely day, and bye-bye.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
When everyone's on the same page, getting things done at work is easy. No matter what you do or what industry you're in, how you communicate is key. Everything you type is equally important to collaboration, and Grammarly can help. Think of it as your AI writing partner, empowering you to communicate effectively and efficiently, so you can make a bigger impact in the workplace. 96% of Grammarly users say it helps them craft more impactful writing. And as the gold standard of responsible AI, Grammarly is your secure AI writing partner that allows your team to make their point and move faster. By understanding your writing in context, Grammarly provides relevant, personalized suggestions. And with tone suggestions, you can navigate even the most difficult work conversations. You can also save time from spending hours editing drafts to just seconds with one click. Sign up and download Grammarly for free at grammarly.com/podcast. That's grammarly.com/podcast. Easier said, done.
Thanks for listening until the very end of the show. If you've enjoyed this episode, please give my podcast a rating, or if you have the time, write a review. It's a really nice way of letting me know you enjoy these episodes and encourages me to make more of them for you. Thanks very much and have a lovely day.